Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
No, you put me on hold.
I didn't put you on hold.
Someone put me on hold, taking care of a situation they were putting me on hold to connect me to the fraud department.
Yes, this is the fraud department.
Okay. Hi. I never made a transaction with you guys. Somehow someone got my wife's name, my address, and transferred it up. I pretty much used my card to use with her name to make a payment to you guys, and I don't even know who you guys are.
And what's your wife's first and last name?
Katrina Woods.
And the address?
My address is 3583 South Mojave Way, West Valley City, Utah, 84120.
Okay, that's her address also, correct?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, now the phone number that you're calling in from doesn't match. One moment. Okay, it looks like, hold on for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it looks like your wife completed a survey or entered in a contest for Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I have no idea.
Is your wife available?
She's not here at the moment. But usually she doesn't usually do surveys at all. She can't even read.
Your wife can't read?
She can't read past the first grade reading level.
Mm-hmm. So sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe that's what happened then. She entered a contest for a survey. She selected a Dyson vacuum cleaner as a gift.
Okay, well, I have no idea about it. She usually tells me everything, so.
I don't know. What's your wife's phone number?
801-245-0893.
93, mm-hmm. That's what we have on the account. And her email address is katrinawoods0521@gmail.com.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, the representative that transferred the call over to me, she did cancel the account. Did you need the cancellation number?
No. As long as it's canceled, then I'm not going to get charged, especially the payment that just went is pending in my account as well. I'd be fine.
Well, you were billed to $59.89. The representative canceled the account to make sure no further charges will be applied.
So I'm still paying the $59.89 even though I didn't even request it.
Well, again, all the information on the account is your wife's information. What I can do is a courtesy. Hold on for one moment. I'm not able to provide you with a full refund. I'm just reviewing the account. One moment. Well, the system will allow a 25% credit. I can override that and at least credit 50% back to the account. I could do that for you.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, so I did refund that charge as a courtesy, the 50%. Your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're all set.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.